Welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. Tonight, we'll be moving through some different soul scenes, hearing some deep cuts from around the East Coast, and we'll eventually home in on Philadelphia and hear some of the sounds that came out of there in the 70s that became known as soul music in the tuxedo. And as always, I'll jump in a couple times and let you know how the songs connect. So the first half will be featuring a musician who was born in Brooklyn and became known as one of the great session keyboard players of the 70s and 80s. And before breaking out as a session player, he had some musical relationships in the 60s that led him to be a busy arranger and conductor for various soul artists. His given name was Richard Ten Reich, though he was professionally known as Richard T. And I'm going to start with the track that he played organ on. This is Roberta Flack with Go Up Moses.
You've been down to the ground. people, let Pharaoh go. You don't need him. You don't need his tricks. You don't need his trinkets. Let Pharaoh go. Pharaoh doesn't want you, but he needs you. My people, let Pharaoh go. Without you, there is no Pharaoh. So all you have to do to let him go is let him go. Just wake up tomorrow morning and say bye.
From a whisper in the wind to a loud, loud scream, a message came that I'd lost you. All to the warmth of another woman. For heaven's sake, babe, I'm begging you, just don't leave me. I've seen more tears fall from your eyes than all the showers of April. Took kindness for granted, as if it came with the wallpaper. Love, so inconsiderate of how much you care. For some stupid reason, I just thought you had to be there. Oh, my love. Oh, my love. Please don't leave. I'm begging you on my knees now, babe. I simply must have been crazy. I must have been out of my mind to overlook the need in you. Lord, how could I have been so blind? Lord, Lord, never giving thoughts to your wants and needs. Now I'm a begging, baby, please, please, please. Oh, my love. Oh, my love. You care. For some stupid reason, I just thought you had to be there. Oh, my love. Oh, my love. Oh, my love. Talking about my love. Never giving thoughts to your wants and needs.
Mendon is a dry town, but where his wife stay in a foster home. I tell you, Mendon is a dry town, but where his wife stay in a foster home. I don't care how wet the town is, if nosy people would just leave me alone. Mendon is a gay town, the fastest lighting in a stormy sky. Yeah. I tell you, Mendon is a gay town, the fastest lighting in a stormy sky. They'll ignore you when you're hungry. If you're full, they'll pass you by. Town's all very small, but friendly as can be. Only thing that do me in is the way you brother me. I tell you, Mendon is a dry town, but where there's wives get in a foster home. I don't care how wet the town is, if nosy people would leave me alone. But where his wife came in a foster home. I don't care how wet the town is, if nosy people would leave me alone, alone, alone. Mm-hmm.
Good.
That was the OJs with I'll Be Sweeter Tomorrow Than I Was Today. And back at the intro of tonight's show, I mentioned that this first half would be full of songs that all feature the session pianist, arranger, and composer Richard T. If you know his name, there's a good chance it's from one of the hundreds of albums he played on in the 70s and 80s, or maybe it's as a member of the popular instrumental R&B band called Stuff, that was a working band comprising of some of New York's A-list session players. So here's what you heard. First up was Richard playing organ on Go Up Moses by Roberta Flack, off of her 1971 album Quiet Fire. After that, you heard Esther Phillips with From a Whisper to a Scream, the title track off of her 1971 album. That track was written by Alan Toussaint and features Richard T. on organ. After that was a singer from Newark named Linda Jones with Give My Love a Try, a single she released in 1967 featuring an arrangement by Richard T. After that was another single from 1967 featuring arrangement and conducting by Richard T. This one was Baby Baby Please by the artist Timothy Wilson. And then next was the legendary drummer Bernard Purdy with the 1968 single Modern Jive, released under his nickname of Pretty Purdy. Richard T. co-wrote that song and also did the arranging and conducting. After that was Percy Mayfield with the song Minden is a Dry Town, which is off of his 1970 record called Weakness is a Thing Called Man. And that track features Richard T. on organ and also Bernard Purdy on drums again. And I should mention that the great bassist Chuck Rainey is also on both the Pretty Purdy track and the Percy Mayfield track. And then the OJs closed out the set with their 1967 B-side called I'll Be Sweeter Tomorrow Than I Was Today. And that again features an arrangement by Richard T. Alright, so I'm going to move away from Richard T. in the back half of the show and focus in on the Philly soul scene, starting with one more track by the OJs right after this short break.
So here's the deal. Public radio is now operating without federal funding, and your support matters more than ever. One way to help is to donate that car, truck, or old motorcycle in your driveway. You clear out some space and help keep trusted news coverage alive in your community. The process? Simple. Free, even tax deductible. Just head to this station's website and help us keep this work going together.
Donate your car, boat, or motorcycle at wjffradio.org.
This week on Farming Country, are astronomy and astrology the same? And are all stars white or the same size? We're debunking the most common astronomy myths with Star Talk's Keith Hubbard and which ones he hears the most.
I would say this is one that I get the most often when I tell people that I'm into astronomy.
That's this week on Farming Country, Saturday at 10 on Radio Catskill.
On this week's Wait, Wait, Jeopardy! Host Ken Jennings admits he never used to like those short interviews with contestants.
Even as a kid, I would sometimes have to leave the room during a boring story. It's like Jeopardy! Stops for a second and Curb Your Enthusiasm begins.
Yes. I'm Peter Sagal. This week, Ken Jennings answers the questions, plus Olivia Munn, EGOT winner Bobby Lopez, and more. Join us for the show without any cringe moments. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. I ended the first half of the show with the OJs, and I'll be focusing on Philly soul for the second half of the show, starting with the OJs. This is Backstabbers.
Smiling in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Jesus. no love, no peace, no shoes on my feet, no home, just a shack where I sleep. Take me back to my life with no shoes. Oh, when blowing east, I'm the cry of the slave. When blowing east, carry tears, pain and grief from this land where I on my knees, oh, oh, oh God, right on my back, and no shoes on my feet, just a shy. No love, and never, never, never no peace. When
I ain't got no home. I got the one to go east.
That was Billy Paul with the song East. And starting off the back half of the show was the OJs with Backstabbers, the title track off of their 1972 album. And all of the songs in the back half tonight are from the Philly soul scene of the 70s, often known as the Sound of Philadelphia, or TSOP for short. It was a soul sound that separated itself from Motown, Stax, and other labels with a lush and smooth sound that has often been described as soul in a tuxedo. I'm not going to do my usual connection style for these songs because, honestly, there are too many connections between them all to name. But I'll let you know the main architects of the sound. Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff, known as Gamble and Huff, were the main production and songwriting team and occasional performers. And strings are a huge part of the sound, and Tom Bell, Bobby Martin, and Norman Harris are probably the best-known string arrangers of the Philly soul sound. And the house band was called MFSB, and a few of the musicians in the band were Earl Young on drums, Ronald Baker on bass, Victor Montana Jr. on vibraphone, Bobby Eli on guitar, and the Three Degrees on vocals. There are a ton more, but take my word that you heard some combination of all of them on the rest of the songs in this set. And speaking of, those songs after Backstabbers were Ready or Not, Here I Come by the Delphonics, the lead-off track from their 1969 album Sound of Sexy Soul. After that was The Stylistics with Country Living off of their 1971 self-titled debut album. Then it was that house band MFSB with the track Something for Nothing from their 1973 self-titled record. And then it was back to the Delphonics with These Hands, again off of 1969's Sound of Sexy Soul. And then Billy Paul closed out the set with East off of his 1971 album called Going East. So the Philly soul sound and scene were pretty self-contained, but occasionally artists did come through or were invited to collaborate with them. And I'm going to close out with one of those tracks. This is from the 1970 album Wilson Pickett in Philadelphia, and the song is called Get Me Back on Time, Engine Number 9. All right, thank you for listening. If you want to reach me, I'm at connectthedotswjff@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Radio Catskill.
man.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Arnold House, up on top of Chandelier. Featuring 16 guest rooms, a seasonally rotating menu at the tavern, multiple event spaces, and a brand new pool offering day passes in season. TheArnoldHouse.com. From Grizzly Bagels, small batch, handmade, New York-style bagels in Roscoe, New York. GrizzlyBagels.com. And from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
This week on Science Friday, what do moments of lucidity in Alzheimer's patients tell us about the disease?
It tells us that maybe there are things about the disease we don't understand, or things about resilience we don't understand.
Plus, mysterious little red dots in outer space. That's on Science Friday from WNYC Studios.
Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Catskill.
This week on Cat's Cast, I'm joined by Judy Van Putt and Nick Lyons to reflect on the life and legacy of Ed Van Putt, Catskills angler, author, and river steward, whose decades of stream surveys, fly fishing, and meticulous fieldwork is captured in his final book, Fly Fisher's Revelations, Practical Tips, Strategies, and Wisdom from 50 Years Experience. Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on Radio Catskill.